Oh, you know, it was good. You know, I was 0 for 0, you know, in that column too. So, you know, to bring the morale of the defense, I'm sure all 11 guys have been trying to get an interception since the season started. So it was great to knock that one down.
It was kind of a bang-bang type thing. I mean, take us through it, what you can remember.
I was in panic mode. You know, they play faked. I came up and, you know, realized it was passed, so I used the guard to push out of there and run and find the guy that was open. That wasn't my man. I seen he was open and just dove and broke it up and landed on my back, and the ball was there. So it was one of those crazy plays. But, you know, as coach say, man, just everybody run to the ball, great things happen.
You did tip it first, right? You tipped it, and then it went back.
Then it came back, yeah.
How good do you guys feel now knowing that you guys are still right there for the division, you know, race?
Yeah, man, we feel, you know, good about it, man. There's still some things out there we got to get cleaned up. You know, and, you know, the motto has been, you know, just win. But it's going to get harder, you know, down the road, and you have to understand that as a team and not make those mistakes in crunch time. And when you have the lead like that, you just can't let those things happen. So it's, you know, it's a good win, but we definitely have a lot of work to do, and guys are going to get back at it.
Navarro, there's a big change with your coaching on defense. What do you think that had an impact on you guys having the best defensive performance in a while?
You know, I really don't know. I've only been here a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Kenny did a great job when he was here for the short time I got to, you know, work with him. But, you know, that's stuff that we can't control. And, you know, we as players, we try to just focus on what we can control and do exactly what the coaches want us to do.
What were your thoughts on that battle, that fight?
You know, I think that had some history, and it kind of, you know, worked its way into this year. You know, hopefully those guys can, you know, hash that out and be able to play a full game.
But what's it like for you seeing your teammate, you know, away from a play like that, just kind of going at it with one of the stars on the other team? Doesn't happen every week.
Yeah, it doesn't happen, man. You just don't, you know, we're professionals. You know, we have people that look up to us and things like that. And, you know, you just want to remember that, you know, when you're facing those type of situations.
Put in a chance to talk to Amari.
He gets his chain snapped the second time. Is there a point where there's only so much a guy can take, you know, in terms of almost like a challenge to his manhood?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what happened. You know, you just, you know, we're already football players trained to, you know, go hard and be on a certain type of level. And, you know, I'm sure that was on his mind this game, and it escalated.
Did the defense have something to prove in this game with what had happened with the change in coaching coming in? The team with the backs against the wall, really?
No, you know, we just want to play a full game and, you know, show exactly what type of players we have on this defense and that we all can play together. You know, you see the talent, but great defenses play together, and I think we did that for the most part today. And we have to go back and work and be able to complete a full game.